Golfam, how did everything start with the Naksh duo?
The Naksh duo started, a good thing about starting Naksh duo was that everything became very natural and everything initiated very naturally and organically. And the working process was very natural because both of us found ourselves kind of on the same page, searching for our own identity in a music that both of us were interested in, contemporary music and classical music, and also traditional Persian music. So this is how we found each other, and we started working with very open hearts and intensively at the same time. And
Where did you find, in Europe or in Tehran?
Well, it was very interesting because we knew each other just by names. And once I was going to the Geneva airport I was accompanying a friend. And then I saw somebody with a clarinet and I approached and I said, "Are you Mona?" And she said, "Yeah, who are you?" And I said, "I'm Golfam." And then we started chatting at the airport just by chance. And then everything started from there. But but actually, where we worked and the work elaborated was in Tehran in 2014, summer 2014. We worked quite intensively for 2 months every day, and we managed to come up with this program.
So guitar and clarinet, these are both European instruments, not Persian instruments. Have you always played European instrument, or there was also some Persian instrument you played before?
I played just clarinet, so I played before that flute, but it was classical instrument too. And actually in Vienna, the people, they asked me, "How is your music in Iran and how it sounds?" And I didn't know that much about it. So for me, it was a process to listen to traditional music and folk music from Iran and to find my sound and the classical instrument. And we tried with Golfam to find our language, actually, and our colors on our instruments. So the instrument is not, for me, it's not that much important, because you can play everything on your instrument if you find the right way to have a connection with it. And it's a process of working and trying and listening. And actually, it's a process of trying and working and trying and working. And for me, I listen to the traditional musicians, so classical musicians. So ney player and some tar player, and I try to play the phrases on the clarinet and to imitate the color of the sounds and to find my language. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How is it with you?
For me, it started when I was curious about traditional instrument when I was a teenager, and I started taking setar lessons. It's a traditional instrument with four strings, very basic but beautiful instrument, has lots of possibilities. And it's kind of a family of guitar. It has neck and body and same kind of ways of playing with left hand and right hand strumming. And I was very intrigued by the fact that everything is kind of similar, but there are lots of ornamentations and lots of ways of playing that it can be directly adapted on classical guitar. And I started to do little things, little lessons that I took from this teacher, and then I made try and error on my own instrument, how it can be possible to do the ornamentations on my instrument. And sometimes it's a direct adaptations that works, but sometimes I found ways to just to make it kind of an illusion of the sound.
Naksh means ornamentation. So are you also, not apart from music, are you also inspired by ornamentation in painting, like the plant ornamentation, flower ornamentations you have in Iran?
Of course.
Everything in Iran is ornamented. Yeah, it's true. Everything, even the language, the way of speaking is ornamented. It's never direct. Everything is elaborated. And sometimes it causes problems.
It's
part of the culture. So in music, in visual arts, in architecture, in choreography, in you name it, anything is ornamented, which is very curious and beautiful. Yeah.
Well, this is what makes jazz for you interesting, like improvisation, doing ornaments around melody tones?
Yeah, but if you think about it, it doesn't necessarily come from jazz. It comes from many, many different cultures and different performance practices, even in classical music, which is nowadays has been disappeared. Renaissance or before, there were musicians. I mean, it was part of the game to improvise. So the freshness and spontaneity of improvisation is very interesting for us to bring this freshness to our own music.
So it's a crossing between improvisation in jazz and the crossing between improvisation in the traditional music?
Well, we don't consider jazz, actually. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we don't consider jazz because it's very... Well, nowadays jazz is very broad. Anything can be associated to jazz, but...
Sometimes it's only improvisation, the meaning of jazz.
But personally, both of us, we don't consider this music being attached anyhow to jazz music.
You can describe it like it's something between improvisation and composition. So it's what we can describe it like that. So it's not exactly jazz, it's not exactly classical music, it's actually our story, so it's a part of us. Mm-hmm.